Du lyssnar på Mona möter, en podcast som handlar om mitt möte med olika typer av människor. Jag tror väldigt starkt på att spegla oss själva i varandras livsberättelse. Jag hoppas att den här podcasten kommer ge dig ett verktyg på vägen, men också en medvetenhet kring din resa. Vad kan du få med dig i verktygslådan av min podcast? Jag hoppas att den här podcasten kommer vara givande för dig och ge dig precis det du behöver på vägen hem till dig själv.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hallå där mina underbara älskade lyssnare. Hur mår ni? Jag hoppas att ni mår bra. Jag har också sett att lyssnare har ökat, vilket innebär att vi har några nya lyssnare och det gör mig super glad. Idag kommer det bli ett lite annorlunda avsnitt för att avsnittet idag kommer hållas på engelska. För att jag har valt att bjuda in min fantastiska kollega Isadora som jobbar på min studio. Isadora är från Brasilien och har dessvärre inte lärt sig svenska. Welcome Isadora to my podcast.
Thank you Mona. I'm very excited.
How are you?
I'm quite nervous, so I'm breathing to calm down.
But why are you nervous, babe? Like, because this is a talk like we always do.
Yes, but it's different when I know that a lot of people will listen and I understand the responsibility of giving the type of information that we provide to people.
Yeah.
I think it's a big deal.
Yeah, of course it is. So the reason why I wanted to invite you to the podcast is two things. First of all, I would love to you like talking about coming to Sweden and the thing that you do here in the studio and then the experience here, but also the second thing that you are doing right now. You're educating yourself with this Tantra masseuse.
Yes.
Yes. So first of all, for people don't know you, who are Isadora and what took you to this beautiful country that is sun every day? People are so nice. It's amazing. It's amazing to be here in Sweden. Tell us.
Yes, it is. I sign up for this. Despite everything. Well, I left Brazil in 2019 because one of the very first reasons was Bolsonaro got elected president, and it was I knew for sure that the economy and the human rights would go all the way messing up. And this motivated me to go abroad, and I thought, why not do what I do here, but in another place? The world has like 200 countries, so why I'm gonna stay here? So I decided to just travel, and I sold everything, my house, my furniture, books. I donate so much things, and I just packed a backpack. I bought mattress to do massage, And then that was me traveling with a backpack and a mattress going all the way through Europe and North Africa.
And then you land in beautiful Stockholm.
Yes. I wanted to check out the life in the first world. And it's quite easy to live here considering where I came from. But also it's challenging as a non-European citizen. So I have to work twice hard to prove myself here. Mm. So I'm learning a lot about bureaucracy, for instance.
And how do you think, like, what do you think about the energy in Sweden and the society and the culture? And
I like the fact that no one minds others' business. Swedes are very reserved, but at the same time, it's very tricky situation because you can be pretty uptight regarding everything and even more with yourself. Yeah. I think people here are really, really uptight, and the fact that it's a cold country and we use a lot of clothes and we don't have like the habit of, I don't know, moisturizing our body or touching our skin. Our skin is the longest organ that we have. So why these people are so uptight? Why we don't have this conscious about our breath? It's especially here because, for example, it's quite not like normal or standard procedure to like, oh, I'm gonna pay attention in my breath. But here it's like a coconut. You have to go all over the what's the name?
The shell.
So it's quite hard to go through this with the Swedes.
Yeah, you are totally right about that. And what do you do in my studio for people don't know you?
I have been offering massage sessions. I have been offering relaxing massage, which is a very soft touch. It's very subtle. It is just really to let it go. And you lay down when you have 45 minutes to not think about something and just go with the flow. I have been offering yoga massage that, in other hand, is more, I don't even like to say it's just a massage. I like to say it's a treatment. Because I can actually fix your body if you have body pain, if you have some special conditions such as scoliosis, for instance. And it's interesting because we combine the deep tissue massage that you have received the session. You know how the touch is very thorough, it's very awakening. And we do some postures based on yoga. To help stretching, to help your flexibility. And as long as you continue the treatment, your body will open like a flower, will release the tension, you will be more aware about what you need and what you want in life.
Yeah. And as you were telling from the beginning, you said that like, Swedes are a little bit like a coconut, and it's like hard to cross the shell. And the thing now that you explain is like coming to you will open this shell, will like open yourself, will give you an experience that you will get to know yourself even more.
Yes, I hope. to go through this shield, that's the idea.
Yeah.
But it is quite hard to look at yourself in such a place because you go deep, you go to awake your inner power. So sometimes we just don't want to face our issues and go swallowing and not processing what happened, or we just start suffering from things that we don't know if it will happen. So we are always in this place of, overthinking about the past, about something that happened and we cannot change anymore.
Mm.
Or we are always like in the future wondering how I'm gonna make this, how I'm gonna do that, what will happen, and we actually don't know. So yoga massage brings you to this place of being here, being present.
Because the way that you explain this and that you talk about it, I recognize that like you are not even thinking as like a regular masseuse. Like it's not a regular massage. Because now you're thinking deeper. You're thinking about the trauma. You're thinking about, as you said, like people live through the past. They live through things that they don't even know. Is this gonna happen? And I think that like the thing that happened to you when you experience things in your life with the body is that I think that the body gets stiff.
Absolutely.
And you can't relax. And the breathing is not even there.
Exactly.
So that's why like difference what I have noticed come to you is like an experience. Because you always say like the breathing is so important, Mona. The massage will not give you the results you want if you not breathe.
Perfect. I don't even need to continue to podcast. That's perfect. That's exactly what I want to offer to people because, oh my God, Mona, you are amazing. You put it even better than what
Thank
I would
you.
Say. But yes, our body is a temple. Like it is a gift to be here experiencing life.
Mm-hmm.
We could just be like an amoeba or something, but
yeah.
No, we are here, we are human beings, we are mm-hmm. able to decide, to think, to create, we are able to even to create mm-hmm. life. So yes, when we go all over all this overstimulation that we have today, like blue screen all the time and working and traffic jam and stuff, like when you stop and think, okay, what happened to me today? You just go through your silence. And sometimes when we start doing this and it's becoming an habit to hear our own silence, you can go deeper. You can access memories because you're gonna be starting paying attention to your breath.
Mm.
And as you said, breathe, it's everything. The massage is not magic. It's nothing's gonna happen. I'm just gonna show you the door. You're gonna cross all the way.
Mm-hmm.
And you're gonna go through this way. I'm gonna be here as a support. But it's on you. You have to face everything. Like,
mm-hmm.
face, breathe, and you realize that it's gonna pass.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you're feeling.
So how can you help people that experience anxiety through the session? Because when you land in your body for the first time, it's not so comfortable. So you get anxious.
I remember when I received my first session of yoga massage. And I've never felt my body in this way. I was feeling all, like the energy was going all over my veins, my everything, all my pores in my body were shining, and at the same time it was so painful.
Mm.
Like I had some chronic pain back in my scapel, and when she was touching there, I just started crying, and when she finished the session, I started crying again. So it was pretty messed up for the first experience. I was like, what has happened and how is it possible to live in this body feeling this pain?
Mm.
It's not possible to be happy feeling pain. It's not possible to be happy and chill and comfy and like smiling and being open for experiences in life if you are in a place where you are not comfortable with your body.
Yeah.
It's your first home before your shadow. Before your house, before your apartment, your rent, you have this home to take care of.
So
during the session, Breathing is the key, and I'm always stimulating the breath. I'm always there, inhaling, exhaling, always bringing the presence to the breath.
Mm. So beautiful. You came to me and you said that you are gonna do tantra massage. And you asked me if I wanna be your model. I have seen the both. Like, I have seen that like, I know that is a side of me knows that this is like a connection to yourself, but also it's like stigma against this, because I have seen a lot in social media how people adapt it, and I have seen so much about this, and I think sometimes it's a lot of it's what do you say in English? Sexistist.
Mm.
I think it's like, I don't think it's nice.
It's not. I mean, everybody do what they got to do to make money, but it's a bit sad that we need to adapt something that is very sacred, as Tantra is, to something that it's not really related to what Tantra means.
Because
You go all over messing up with something that can actually help people with something else that is just not matching the philosophy. So
I would say, like, because when you came, I want to tell like people. So I said, okay, I can do it for you. I can do it because you have helped me a lot with my body and I feel very safe with you. When I came in, I was like, this is so awkward. This is awkward.
That's true. That was, yeah, she was telling this all the time.
It's awkward. And it's like, because I have done like uni massage, I have done a lot of stuff. But like when, and I know that like Tantra, I have tried with myself, with the breathing and everything. So this experience was so deep. And it happened so much during this session. And I think that when you think about Tantra, you have a picture of what Tantra is. Because people are like, oh my God, she's gonna touch you there? That's so awkward. Like, are you gonna like have an orgasm or stuff? And it was like weird what people were saying. And I was like, no, this is a connection to myself. After this treatment, I was like, because people also think, like, when you touch me there, something is gonna happen to me. This is the thing that we have been learning through life. When someone touches you there, you become like this or you become like that. But for me, this experience wasn't sexual at all. This was me breathing. This was me connecting with myself, and this was me reminding myself that the power is within me. It reminded me of my life during all of my experience. Every time that I have said no to my soul, to my body, every time that I have been in my codependency, every time that I have been doing so much that I didn't even want to do it, through life, through experience. And this reminded me, like, oof, the connection that I had with my body was insane. And that's, I was like, but this is Tantra. Like, Tantra isn't the way that I see on social media, or sometimes I see girls like, Tantra, feel, and it's like, excuse me, it's like sexistist and it's like porn.
I cannot agree more with you. It's lame, and I think that I'm sorry, I have to say, this is a very Western view. That's what white people did to Tantra. Mm. I'm sorry, it is, yeah? it is what it is. It's Western view of Tantra, because if we go through the lexical meaning of Tantra, it comes from the Sanskrit and it means literally expansion and liberation. Liberation of what? Expansion of what? Of energy. So it is quite easy to misunderstand and messed up. Wow, we're gonna expand this energy. It's not exactly like this. Tantra means, like massage, it means knitting and releasing knots from your muscles. All right. Tantra, in the other hand, works from the gross to subtle. And it's very funny because the Tantra massage itself, you saw it that I barely touched your body. Like for almost 1 hour, we have been working to awake your bioelectricity, to awake the most subtle and soft energy that you have on your skin, on your body, mm-hmm. on your body memories. Mm-hmm. So there is this myth that it's everything related to sex, etc. But Tantra also has a very positive view about body. Like, I have seen so many bodies in my life as a massage therapist that I really understand the body in another perspective. Mm-hmm. I see the body as a tool to achieve and expand your mind. Mm-hmm. Because only when the mind is free, you can experience life in another way, in a positive way,
yeah.
free from suffering. Mm.
So the goal for you is like, how are you gonna help people that are disconnected from themselves through this kind of massage?
I think it's interesting that they understand that this is also a treatment like yoga massage. Mm. You have to come and you have to keep coming. Mm. Because it's such a deep work. You go so into your inner power. Then if you disconnect for like 1 month after you come for another session, it's not gonna work. Mm. You have to come. And it is powerful. It is... It can change, it can transform your life if you take it serious and if you come to the session and breathe and start going all over your process of healing. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna say it's easy. Mm-hmm. It's not gonna be easy. As any other healing process, it is. If it would be easy, we wouldn't be here experience life. Yeah. So we are here to experience all this mess that is called life. And go for it, and go for it taking care of ourselves. Why do you need to think? Why do you need to go through all this healing mm. to become a better person? Mm. To become as you should be, like a positive, happy, content, and grateful person. You're gonna be more kind, you're gonna be more spontaneous, you're gonna be free, you're gonna be free of judgment. Mm. You're not gonna care about what they say, or even like when you look at the mirror and you give a second thought, but like you're free, so you do whatever you do.
Yeah.
And there is no judgment, it doesn't matter, because you realize that you are perfect.
So what do you say to people now when they say like, I want to, because you're going to do this on girls in the studio, this Tantra massage.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you say to people that is like, I want to try, like, what do you say if they, like, who would you recommend this kind of treatment to?
I would recommend for those women who want to dive and feel the infiniteness mm. and are looking for wisdom mm. for themselves and to become more stronger, to understand that we are unstoppable and we have autonomy and freedom to do whatever we want mm. because we are perfect as we are. We are the universe, so the universe works perfectly.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't we work perfectly?
I think also that is a lot, it's hard for women to stay in their feminine energy today. It's because of the society has so much like expectation of how you should be. So the woman today is like, I need to dive in to my masculinity to get what I want in life. I need to always provide, always provide, always provide. We don't understand that the power is in, we don't understand that the power is within us, with us standing with the feet on the ground, because we think that we need to provide. That's why we are so unbalanced. Woman is in the masculine and the man is in the feminine. Like, and it's unbalanced because I think that, of course, that we should have the, we should have, it has to be balanced, both.
Yes.
But today it's missing out. So the woman are into her masculinity and the man is into his feminine energy. So it's no balance.
Exactly. And one of the principles of Tantra, it's exactly this concept about polarity. We all have the feminine and negative, the feminine and the masculine, the positive and the negative. And Tantra seeks to balance this energy on ourselves, working through the first chakra. I am in offering this thought about holiness, about that we are rooted in this present moment. We are strong, steady, grounded. We have peace in our deeper state. That's the what Tantra offers to us, peace in our deepest place, in our minds.
Yeah. And we think if you are listening now and something you can relate to, that's why, like, in my studio, we offer therapy session with like alternative medicine, because I think that working with the mind and working with the body will give you like a whole, what do you say, help me with the word,
perspective,
yeah, and like a wholeness.
Yes,
because like the body is everything that you have went through and the mind is everything that you have programmed, so it's very important to work with these two. So you can get a polarity with everything, mind, body, and soul,
yes,
as the studio stand for.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you so much. Is it something you would love to say to the listeners?
Take a deep breath right now. And exhale very deep. Take all the air out. You are perfect the way you are.
Thank you so much. I needed to breathe. Thank you.
Thank you, Mona, for bringing me here, and it was my first podcast. I'm so fancy.
And now I'm gonna continue in Swedish, so you have to learn now. So
bra,
lyssna nu när jag ska försöka avsluta den här podcasten. Underbara människor, ni vet att jag älskar att upplysa, och ni vet att jag vill försöka vägleda er in i eran läkningsprocess. Jag vill hjälpa er, jag vill ge er verktyg någonstans där ni kan börja hitta tillbaka till er själva. Och om du hittar dig så kommer du vilja hitta, eller om du hittar dig så kommer du hjälpa någon att hitta sig. Och då kommer jag veta att jag har gjort det rätta för dig. Glöm inte det Isadora sa, du är perfekt precis så som du är. Och jag älskar er alltid och jag är supertacksam för allt ni lyssnar, att ni alltid lyssnar, att ni delar. kom ihåg att avsnitten, alla avsnitt finns uppe. Så är det någonting du vill veta mer, så finns det jättemånga avsnitt som du kan scrolla ner och lyssna på. En underbar vecka. Ta hand om er själva och glöm inte att ge er den här extra klappen på axeln. För att du kan om du vill. Ha en underbar vecka, massa kärlek från mig till dig.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Tack till dig som väljer att lyssna på min podcast. Jag hoppas att det här avsnittet gav dig någonting i din resa på väg hem till dig själv. Du som fortsätter lyssna på mig varje onsdag vet att avsnittet släpps klockan 12 på natten till onsdag. Och du som väljer att titta på mig på YouTube släpps avsnittet redan på tisdag klockan 18. Jag hoppas att vi kommer tillsammans göra den här resan och därför betyder det väldigt mycket för mig om du prenumererar på min YouTube-kanal. Där får du även uppdateringar när avsnittet släpps. Ha en fortsatt trevlig vecka och vi ses nästa vecka.